I'd like to ask you to open your hymnals to hymn 347. 347. And take a brief look with me at the first stanza of Jesus' priceless treasure. As we hear the word from Matthew chapter 13, verse 44, the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again, and then in his joy went and sold all he had and bought that field. In the beginning, when God spoke and it was done, heaven ruled. And everything was very good. There was no sin, no suffering, no hunger, no thirst, no broken feet, no freezing cold, no scorching heat, no unkind remarks, no betrayed confidences, no illness, no tears, no death. Certainly the kingdom of heaven was a treasure. It brought life and joy and peace to all the earth. Who would not agree that the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure? On this campus alone, we have enjoyed this treasure for years. To have heaven's mighty word among us. It is a word that speaks of forgiveness, and it is done. It is a word that calls us the children of God, and so we are. The kingdom of heaven is a treasure that we could never earn or deserve, not even by saving up all the good things, thoughts, words, and deeds that we have in the rest of our lives. And this treasure is among us now. Once when some Pharisees asked Jesus when the kingdom would come, he told them that the kingdom was among them. He himself is the king. And he has assured us that he is with us always, even to the end of the world. He is the priceless treasure that we sing about. He is the friend who laid down his life for us, which is more than any other friend in this school or in the world has ever done. But why does the Lord keep reminding us of this treasure, this kingdom of heaven? Because it is hidden from the view of the world. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field. His rulership was hidden in Bethlehem's cattle stall. His rulership was hidden when fleeing to Egypt before the soldiers of Herod. His rulership was hidden when he walked the paths of Palestine with nowhere to lay his head. It was hidden during his agony in the garden, his trials. It was hidden on the cross and in the tomb. But while it was hidden, he was still ruling. He was overcoming sin, death, and the devil, and gaining for us the right to life eternal in his kingdom. Heaven's rule was hidden when John the Baptist languished in prison, and it is hidden when we are in anguish too. When the world thinks that God has not answered our prayers, that he has forgotten us or forsaken us, ah, how long in anguish shall my spirit languish, yearning, Lord, for thee. And yet he remains our friend, the Lamb who was slain for us, who rose again after the job was complete, our Savior. We do not want him to remain hidden in our lives any more than did the man who bought the field to remove all question of his ownership of that treasure. Thou art mine, O Lamb divine. I will suffer naught to hide thee, naught I ask beside thee. Here is a treasure for which we could sell everything, as did the man who found the treasure in the field. He did it out of sheer joy over the treasure that he found. And if we were called upon to give up our pride, our rights, our goods, our friends, our very life, it would still be nothing compared to the glory that he has reserved for us in heaven. Luke tells us that when Jesus was praying in great agony in the Garden of Gethsemane, an angel came and strengthened him. How did he do that? Well, you know how Moses and Elijah encouraged Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration, don't you? They talked about the Exodus. Not the one from Egypt in Moses' time, but the one that Jesus would accomplish in Jerusalem, gaining for the human race freedom from sin, death, the devil. And we too are strengthened by seeing the victory ahead, the joy beyond the sadness, the gain beyond the pain. The world may not see the great value of our priceless treasure because they see only the present, which is either pain and sorrow or cheer that soon gives way to pain and sorrow. Today is March 15th, known in ancient Rome as the Ides of March. It became famous for the end of Julius Caesar's ruling as he was stabbed to death in the Roman Senate. But the king held before our eyes Wednesday at Vespers, yesterday in song. The angel Gabriel said, "He will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." He said that just a few decades after Caesar's reign had ended so abruptly. And that angel Gabriel's words tell us that our future is secure, that he who gives us heaven will never be overthrown. This is joy beyond sadness. This is our priceless treasure. Let us sing the first stanza. Amen.